Set Free Ministry team and its international ministry partners welcomes you to another edition of The Journey. Whether working in some little jungle village in South Asia or the mean city streets in South America, the Set Free team faithfully brings the message of Jesus to those in need, building churches, training pastors, working with international leaders, and securing our religious freedoms. Set Free touches others for Jesus. Whether using old-fashioned evangelistic crusades or even the newer mediums of television and the internet, we bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to those around us. And now our hosts, Dr. Dale and Terry Climie.
I was just thinking that several years ago, we were in India, and another one of those Indian illustrations, and we were the victims of some unfortunate timing, let's say, in that the credit card company that we were using, American Express, we didn't know that every month they run a credit check on you. And if there's anything wrong with your credit, they'll just go ahead and cancel your card. And during that time, we hadn't done anything wrong, but somebody had kind of borrowed our identity while we were out of the country. And so they went ahead and canceled our credit card, which was kind of nice because my American Express credit card was the only credit card that I traveled with when I was overseas. And so we found out when we went to buy something or pay for a ticket or something, you know, so inconsequential as that the wonderful American Express company had, through no fault of our own, canceled our credit card. And it was interesting as we got back to the States and found out, you know, what is going on, why did this happen, that it was just a very sad progression of events that culminated in us not having use of our credit card while we were over there. And you know, it's not one or two things that happens to us that really brings despair in our lives, is it? The Bible talks about when the enemy comes in like a flood. And so we're going to be seeing what happens when God allows the enemy to come in like a flood in the life of our friend Job. So you follow along as I read Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. Now on the day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans attacked and took them, and they also slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." I remember last week we were talking about all of the wealth that Job had, all the cattle and everything. In verse 16, while he was yet speaking, while Job is getting the bad news from the first messenger, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." And while he was yet speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands and made a raid on the camels and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Verse 18, and while he was yet... Is Job having a bad day? Job is having a bad day. While he was yet speaking, still another came and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they died, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Now, folks, I have had bad days. You have had bad days. That is nothing compared to the bad morning that Job just had. All of this happened in an instant. The messenger was barely able to get the message of disaster from his lips, and another messenger of bad news arrives on his doorstep. And we see that Job, now in verse 20, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell on the ground and he worshiped. Now I want you to see something. Job is mourning here. Job has just suffered horrendous loss. And yet Job's, you know, some people would tell us as Christians, oh, we're not supposed to mourn. Oh, we're not supposed to, you know, go through these feelings of sorrow and loss and all of this. And no, that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God does tell us that when we do go through those difficult times, we have a friend that is closer than a brother when we're going through them. And Job, he tore his robe and he shaved his head, and all of these are outward signs of grieving, that he has just suffered the loss of almost everything so near and dear to him. But what was the third thing that he did? He fell to the ground and he worshiped. Amen? And I have a message for you from that little verse right there. When life has gone so wrong that you do not even have the strength to stand, while you're down there on the ground, worship God. Amen? And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And through all of this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. And I want you to see something, and we many times miss this. He says, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And through all of this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God, but he wasn't correct in what he said. Because he said, the Lord gave and the Lord took away. But that's not what happened, was it? Now remember what we learned last week. God said, devil, I'm going to give you permission, but don't touch Job's body. But you can do whatever you want to Job's possession. Because as we learned last week, Job had unwittingly became the champion for God. When Satan accused God to his face and said, God, there is no one on that earth that's loving you. There's no one on that earth that is serving you. And God replies, have you considered my servant Job? Now, Job says the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. That may be true in general, but that's not what's happening in Job's life. But Job understood something. God was still in control. God was still in control. And so when we go through difficult times, and we do, I'm not belittling or minimizing what all of us go through in the course of our lives. We go through the same thing that Job went through. We suffer financial loss. We suffer the death of loved ones, sometimes even our own children. But we don't do it with such rapidity as what we saw here. Amen. I mean, just boom, 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 boom. And almost everything that Job had was ripped from his life. And yet Job decided that he was going to mourn, that he was going to grieve, but he was also going to worship God. Now, I wish that I could tell you that when difficult times have come to my life, that I would mourn and I would grieve and I would worship God, which I would, but I have a tendency to fail in verse 22 because it says, through all this Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. Because sometimes, just sometimes, we have a tendency to say, God, you could have stopped this. God, if you were the King of heaven and earth, you could have stopped this. And it would not have happened to me. But God didn't, did He? So does that mean that God couldn't?
No.
It means that God had something else planned. And so when we go through difficult times in our lives and we're crying out, God, why is this happening to me? Sometimes what we need to do is simply rest in the promise that He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And we know that He is big enough that if He wanted to, if it was His will, He could intervene. But God is doing something better for us. God is doing something bigger in His kingdom. And what we need to do, as our friend Job ultimately did, was hang on until the end. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, bringing a cascade of bad things to happen in our lives is one of Satan's best tools. Because he knows that, okay, yeah, somebody gets sick. You know, we can deal with that. A financial setback, well, we can deal with that. The loss of a loved one or a friend or whatever, we can deal with that. But Satan's favorite tactic is to just bring an avalanche of problems into the lives of God's children. And that's why God reveals in Isaiah 59:19 that when the enemy comes in like a flood, then the Spirit of God raises up a banner. Amen? And that's where, over here where it says Jehovah Nissi, that's where we get, that's where that banner comes from, is Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. And we have the translation, the Lord is my victory, because when the armies of the Lord go forth, they go forth in victory. But we need to follow our leader. Amen?
Amen.
And so when the enemy brings in all of the problems like a flood in our lives, then the Spirit of God raises up a banner. What does that mean? It means we're to look back to God. All right? We can get through it as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? And so Satan has his tactic, but God has his cure. Yes, Satan does come in like a flood sometimes, but as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, as long as we keep trusting Him, we're going to get through it. Now, in the past, I've told you about one time we were having crusades. And we enjoyed a fantastic success. We saw people getting saved. We saw people being delivered from demons. We saw people getting healed. It was a wonderful time. And so we rolled into the area outside of New Delhi, the capital of India, into the area they call the fairgrounds. And we set up our tent. And it was interesting. We were running kind of late. But we were thinking, it's okay, we've just been through 2 weeks of crusades out in the jungle. And we have enjoyed such great victories. This is just going to be one more victory. And I made a mistake. I took my eyes off Jesus. I started looking at the successes, the victories that I had enjoyed. And so we rolled into New Delhi and we set up our generator because they don't have electricity for everybody to use. And the generator wouldn't start. And so we had to call for a mechanic. That's okay, we've got a couple hours before the crusade starts. So we'll get the mechanic out there and he'll get it fixed. And then we had hired a company to set up the tent so that we could hold these meetings. And Terry is kind of laughing because when you hire a Hindu company to set up a tent, you're going to get a Hindu tent with all of the little Hindu gods sewn into the canvas of the tent. The entire ceiling had all these false gods looking down on us. Okay, I can deal with that. And that first night was just one thing after another. The 7 o'clock start time for the crusade arrived, and we still didn't have electricity. It was probably 7:30, 8 o'clock before we finally got the generators started. It's already dark outside. There wasn't a single thing that went right that night, except by some slim miracle we survived. Amen. And I walked out of that meeting and I was angry. But I wasn't angry at God. I was angry at myself. And everybody's saying, "Oh, Pastor, what are we going to do? What should we do? We still have two or three more nights of crusades planned. What are we going to do?" And I said, "I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do what we should have done today. We're going to pray. And we're going to fast. See, we're going to turn back. The Spirit of God will raise up a banner. Will raise up a standard." Amen? That is a battle flag. That it's not the children of God that go forth to war. It is the armies of God led by Jesus Christ going forth to war. Amen? And it's not us doing it. It's our God and our King doing it. And we decided our failure was that we took our eyes off Jesus and started looking at our own accomplishments. And we spent that next day not getting another tent because the tent didn't mean anything. Amen? The tent was a minor distraction. Amen. We spent the next day in fasting and prayer and making sure the generator worked. Amen? And we came in and we had some of our best crusades that our ministry has ever experienced because we got our eyes back on Jesus. And so in our lives, yes, the enemy is going to come in like a flood. Just like in Job's life. But Job, he shaved his head, he tore his clothes, he fell to the ground, and he worshiped God. Amen? We're allowed to grieve. We are allowed to mourn. But in all that we do, we keep our eyes on Jesus. Praise God. All right.
Morning comes another day. Time doesn't wait. It doesn't stay. You have a choice you must make. How will you face it all? Life just winds like a mountain road. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Good or bad, nobody knows. Will you choose to stand or fall? And just when you choose to take it on, the waves stop and the sea goes calm. You lie down to rest your mind. Here comes the rain. Yeah, welcome to the journey.